Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 757. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. Got a strong message of the book of Revelation. I have music, but right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. I want to ask you, Lord, to continue anointing me. Let it be you that speaks through me, because only the Spirit, and no man can come unto you, but the Spirit draws us unto you. So let everyone have ears to hear what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit that wrote the entire Bible. The Holy Spirit came down upon holy men of God and gave them the words to write, and therefore there's no private interpretation of the Bible. There can be no guesswork or this is my opinion of what it says. There's none of that that's acceptable by you, Lord. There's only one meaning of the Bible, and it's your meaning, the exact meaning. All right, so Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint and rebuke Satan. Don't let them start this construction anymore during the time that I'm bringing this message. Close every door to Satan. Bind him, Lord, as I bind him on earth with your word. Your word binds Satan. And open up the Holy Spirit for me to be able to do the things that you want me to do. So many people, they just want money, money, money. But Lord, I just want you to pour out your Holy Spirit and open my ears to the meaning of your word continuously. Give me a deeper, richer knowledge of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that souls can be saved in the church, the body of Christ, the real church of God, be strengthened. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here I am to sing for you. We recorded this a long time ago with the unprofessional musicians. It's called The Battle of Armageddon.
There's a mighty battle coming, and it's well now on its way. It'll be fought at Armageddon, oh, it'll be a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, verse in chapter 16, say, they'll be gathered their great armies for the battle on that day. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulations. There'll be sorrow and despair, but he said, be not you troubled, for these things must come to pass, and your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Turn the pages of your Bible, in St. Matthew you will see, start with chapter 24, read from 1 to 33, in the Savior's blessed word he spake, on earth he prophesied. And he spoke of that great battle, and it's coming by and by. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be trials and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. But he said, be not you troubled, for these things must come to pass, and your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. There'll be nation against nation, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, there'll be great signs in heaven, in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Oh, the hearts of men shall fail them, they'll be gnashing on their teeth. Those who seek it will receive it, mercy at the Savior's feet. All
Yeah, there are trials and tribulations. Why I played that particular recording is because we're in the book of Revelation, and the book of Revelation is full of trials and tribulations. It tells us about the trials and tribulations that has happened to the saints down through centuries by the evil spirit. And he that has an ear, you know, there's a lot of people, we all have ears, most of us anyway, but some people don't really hear what the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit created everything in the universe. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. He became the life-giving Spirit. And it was He, the Bible said, that created everything that there is in heaven, earth, and throughout the universe. And that He is telling us, He's the Holy Spirit. He says, you that have an ear to hear spiritual things, those of you that really believe that the Lord created everything with His Word by the Spirit, He says, let Him hear what the Holy Spirit, the Creator of everything, says unto the churches. Now, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Well, when you first get saved, that means your old life becomes dead because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you have to continue to the end in the Holy Spirit. But there's a lot of people that are hurt by the second death. They die once unto their old life, and they never die again unless they backslide. And those that hear what the Holy Spirit says will never backslide, because they follow the Lord, the Spirit of God. Not by power or might, but by my Spirit. Everything is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And therefore, we have to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit says. So He says, have an ear, let him, a person that has the Spirit, hear what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh, he that listens to the Holy Spirit, and not the world, not to the spirit of Satan, not to the spirit of the Nicolaitans, but he that overcometh all these things shall not be hurt of the second death. Well, even though we are born again of the Spirit and we've been dead once, we've died out to the things of the world in our old life, we're going to die again. Everybody has to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. That's our physical bodies. And after death, the judgment. But people that backslide, they're going to be hurt by the second death. But those of us, when we die, we will not be hurt by the second death, because we are born of the Spirit and we've continued on to the very day that we die. And therefore, we are part and have consistently been part of the life world, the eternal life world, the world of the people, the realm of heaven. And therefore, we are now forever saved. But those that don't continue on to the end, they will be hurt by the second death. You hurt yourself today if you've fallen away from the Lord, because you're going to be hurt. And what an understatement it seems to me, to be hurt. Hurt means in hell and the lake of fire forever, screaming your head off without any relief, without any antidote. Verse 12, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, semicolon, these things saith he which has this sharp sword with two edges. Why is it so important to say two edges? Because it works both ways. If you do what the Lord says, the one edge of the sword will just bless you all the days of your life and get you into the kingdom of heaven. But if you don't, the sword will come down and kill you. It'll destroy you. So it's got two edges. One if you do right and one if you do wrong. Now that's very important to know. The Bible says, here are the blessings. This is the sword saying that, the Spirit, the double-edged sword, the Word of God. And then he says, now here are the cursings. That's the other side of the sword. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, so he that has an ear, let him hear what I'm telling you that the Word of God says. Verse 13, the Lord says, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest. I know everything about you. I know where you live. I know your works. I know what you've done. I'm commanding you for it. I know your works and where you dwell. I know where your dog dwells, your cat dwells. I know every mouse in your house. I know every bug on you. I know any disease that's in your body. I know everything about you. I know where you're dwelling, even where Satan's seat is. Now, the Bible says that the city of the seven hills is where Satan's seat is. But this Rome is that city, has reached out throughout the world and has enveloped the world into the deeds of the Nicolaitans, the evil, the deeds of Satan. So he says this is Satan's seat, where Satan sits,
dictating, if you will, the things of this world to make sure that you all are infested with the knowledge of the Nicolaitans and also the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And if you don't, well, we'll just kill you. Now, I'm saying that it's all right for children to have sex in school, is what the devil is saying. These are Nicholas is saying, we provide your child with condoms and birth control pills, and therefore, you know, this is the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and the Lord hates it, and he hates the spirit that is involved here, okay? He knows where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is. And so now Satan sits everywhere in the world because it's like an octopus, you know, who's got like hundreds of arms reaching throughout the world. Avril Manhattan, who has commended me and exalted my piece of literature called The Pope's Secrets, he sent me a wire saying, bravo, and he's one of the best writers that I've ever known in the world. From England, and he stated that he was saying bravo because I exposed the Vatican, and this is where Satan's seat is, and I know your works and where thou dwellest even, and I'm telling you where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name. You're saying that I'm the King of Kings and the Lord is saying, and has not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas, which means against everything, was my faithful martyr. Okay, people that are really of the Lord, they're really against everything in this world. I'm against it. Things that you hold near and dear to your hearts, your little cotton-picking hearts. So this Antipas was my faithful martyr. Faithful because he was against everything in the world. Why? Because the world is condemned, folks. The Lord came into the world not to condemn it because it's already condemned because of Eve. And then, of course, Adam. She was Satan's first evangelist. And she evangelized her husband, and he went for it, just like you are. But Antipas was my faithful martyr. He was against everything in the world, just as I am. Everything. There just isn't anything that pleases me in this world. Who was slain among you because he hated everything. And people said, this man is so full of hate. Well, Jesus hates it too. Amen?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the world would not be condemned. So we're in the world, but we're not of the world, the Bible says. So you have to remember that always, that you are not to be a part of this world. You're in it as pilgrims. We're like pilgrims passing through. Pilgrims passing through. We're in the world, but we have to abstain from all the lusts in the world. You can hear different people say, well, you know, God is a weasel, and he says, here's sex, but you can't have it. Here's all kinds of food, but you can't have it. Here's drugs, but you can't have it. Here's homosexuality, but you can't do it. All these things, yeah, that's right, because these are evil lusts. But he says you can be married and have sex. I was down on Rodeo Drive talking to a shopkeeper there. He says, wife, you can't drink. It's bad for you. You can't take drugs. It's bad for you. You can't go out with women and have
free sex because it's bad for you, you could catch AIDS. Yeah, all those things. But it's against the Lord. Worse than AIDS is eternal hell. Amen? And the lake of fire. Forget about AIDS. It's the lake of fire, folks. You that have an ear, listen to what the Holy Spirit says. And then you won't be hurt by the when the time comes that you die. And what's so terrible is that you could die any minute because human flesh is very frail. Your little heart is just beating and beating every second of the day, and that could stop any instant. And then you're out into eternity and there's no coming back. So that's why we have to be so careful to let our ears hear what the Holy Spirit says. So Antipas, my faithful martyr, he was murdered really, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Well, where is that? In the world. Amen. Satan dwells in the world. Well, his seat is in Rome. Well, I have a chair here in Los Angeles, and I have one in Arkansas. I have one in Texas. I've got seats all over the place, but my doctrine is all over the world. Amen?
Amen.
It's being preached everywhere. Well, where Satan dwelleth, he dwells everywhere in this world, and so does the Lord. But the Lord is far more powerful. How could the one that God created be more powerful than God? Amen?
Amen?
Satan, actually, it was Lucifer that the Lord created. But when he was cast out of heaven, when he usurped authority over God, he began being called Satan, and that devil, and the great red dragon, the devil. Different names. Lucifer was the first name. Verse 14, but I have a few things against you. Why? Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Well, let's dissect this. But I have a few things against you, because thou hast there them in your church that hold the doctrine of Balaam. In other words, you hate the brothers and sisters. You're still walking in darkness and you're calling on God to destroy them. I hate that witch. I hate that person. I don't like the way they chew food. I hate it. I just got so much hate in me. That means you're just so full of darkness. So he says, you hold the doctrine of Balaam. Balaam would pray against the children of God. I just can't stand him. I can't be around him. I'd rather leave the church than to be around. Well, it's the darkness in you that's causing you to. It's your own fault because you don't do what the Lord said. Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, because they hated the children of Israel so much that they actually paid, that he paid to have somebody pray against them, to God, to destroy them. Well, are we supposed to do that? Absolutely not. We're supposed to preach the gospel. Now, you've got one of the foremost, and it's happening in our churches, the true churches where the children of the Lord really are. That we see that in these people that call this churches, the Vatican and other cults, they hate the true people of the Lord. They hate the children of Israel. And we who are born again of the Spirit are the children of Israel. And they want us to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And they want us to get worldly, just like us and the Latter-day Saints and other churches. They want us to take part in the world. They don't even let their children watch TV. You better believe I don't. And I commend the people of the Latter-day Saints Church. I'm not a part of that church, but if they're of the Lord, I am. We're brothers and we're sisters. And I defend them. I stand up for them. because these troopers are evil. They're wicked. They go in there and they're saying, well, we were ordered to do that. We were ordered to do that. We would have never done that on our own. But if you follow wicked people to hurt the children of the Lord, then you're causing them to eat things sacrificed unto idols. In other words, to do the things that are worshiping the world. Now that your idols, there's so many things in the world that you idolize. You take part in the things of the world. And you partake in these sacrifices that are sacrificed unto idols. And to commit fornication. Well, fornication is a committing fornication against the Lord. He says, don't do it. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says unto you, churches. And if you will do the things that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, well, then you will not be hurt by the second death. But if you could think that you're Christians and you're doing things, you're lusting after the things of the world, and you're praying against and reporting people that are real Christians, even a harlot, Rahab, would not turn in the children of God, the two spies. And because of that, God made her part of the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. She repented of her sins and became part of Israel. Israel, the true Israel, are the ones that do what the Lord tells them to do. So he says, hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans? There it is again, which thing I hate, the Lord says. So the doctrines of the Nicolaitans are, let's murder babies because it's your body and you have a right to do it. No, the baby is not your body, all right? And there's millions of people that would love to adopt children. If you want to avoid murdering a baby, then have the baby and give the baby to somebody else. Because you're the one that committed fornication in the first place. To have the baby, or you and your wicked husband have decided if we're pregnant, you got to go get an abortion. Or if you committed fornication, we don't want the baby because I don't even know who it's the father. Because these wenches today are out having sex with everybody, and they're bragging about it. There's no shame, and the Lord hates that. These are the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and the deeds of the Nicolaitans are the ones that are falsely accusing people. And I went through the whole thing on yesterday's tape. There's this, like, every worldly thing is the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Whorehouses, houses of prostitutions, booze bar, where you just in there getting drunk. Now, it's not wrong, you know, if you can have a glass of wine now and then, if it doesn't harm you. But to be drunk, the Bible says that no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus was there at the wedding at Cana of Galilee, and he turned the water into wine. And so, therefore, we see that a little wine is okay. But in this day and age, people should abstain from being drunk. Because if you're drunk, then you are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. No drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So it's not a disease. God would never send people to hell for a disease. This is a self-inflicted thing. You love alcohol. You love to be drunk. You love drugs. And you can be just as drunk on uppers, downers, inners, outers, pot, pills, morning glory seeds, smashed up bananas and dried up and smoked them. Sniffing glue, gas, all these things. So hast thou also them in your church that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. I don't have anybody in my church that I know of that holds the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, that believes in evil, which thing God hates, Jesus hates. Verse 16, so the Lord is telling this church to repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. Now these are the end times. When the Lord says quickly, he means instant. Now repent of evil, of the things that I say not to do. Otherwise I'm going to take you out quick. And we'll fight against them with the sword of my mouth, with the word of my mouth. And that's what I'm fighting Satan with, is the word of the Lord's mouth. That's my weapon. That's the only weapon I have, is the word of God.
that's the only weapon anybody in this church has, is the Word of God. Now, I see that our time has gone on this particular program. Now is the time to pray. Now, you're either going to accept the Lord or reject Him. There's no two ways. You can say, well, I want to wait until later. That's rejecting the Lord. Because you never know when the next opportunity will come for you to be able to receive Him. And so don't turn Him away now, or don't reject Him, because if you reject Him, He'll reject you before His Father and the holy angels. So say unto the Lord now, so you can have the Lord living in you. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. You value Your word higher than Your name. And so therefore, I trust Your word. And I love Your word. Therefore, I know You've heard me and You've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank You, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 756.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another extremely enlightening message from the Word of God. I have received so much of the hidden manna, and you'll receive it by listening. God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.